Pedring, welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your informed source for personal and business insurance. This is Paige Estrotori, reporting on the top stories this Saturday, December 7th, 2024. Let's begin with a growing concern about mental health claims amongst young adults in the insurance industry. Recent data from Australia's Mental Health Checkup, a joint report by Council of Australian Life Insurers and KPMG, highlights a stark increase in total and permanent disability claims, a surge of 732% within the past decade. Notably, mental health issues present the primary driver, accounting for 36% of total claims. Alarmingly, the average age of claimants is decreasing. Moreover, men are about 59% more likely to leave work due to mental distress. This trend rings alarm bells for individuals, economies, and support systems alike, signaling an urgent call to reinforce preventive measures and bolster support for mental well-being. In other news, a case from Western Australia has brought the issue of insurance fraud under the spotlight. An owner of a bakery in Spencer Park, Albany, now faces accusations of setting her premises on fire, purportedly for claiming hefty insurance payouts. The incident, dating back to October, resulted in damage approximated at $955,000, and the owner stands to claim up to $500,000 for contents and a steep $2.2 million for business interruption. As she prepares to stand trial in Albany Magistrates Court on December 12th, this case underscores the pressing issue of insurance fraud, which has a marked effect on insurance premiums across the country. In a related sector, we turn to a dispute that has raised eyebrows in the world of marine insurance coverage. A business operator suffered heat damage to pool covers stored in shipping containers due to an oven effect. However, in an interesting turn of events, Hollard Insurance denied the claim. They pointed to a policy exclusion clause pertaining to variation in temperature. Backed by data from the Bureau of Meteorology and supplier insight on temperature sensitivity, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has upheld this position, stressing the necessity for businesses to consider temperature control in their storage methods. Lastly, a troubling trend emerges from the data as financial pressures drive Australians to sideline life insurance in cost-cutting measures. Surveys conducted by the Council of Australian Life Insurers reveal that while 79% of Australians insure motor coverage, only 34% carry life insurance. The age group of 55 to 64 surprisingly prioritizes motor and home insurance over their lives, with just 29% insured. This pattern is replicated among younger adults as well. Added to this, working Australians are thrice as likely to cut life insurance as opposed to other insurances, and half are contemplating pausing superannuation contributions, a worrying aspect in the long run. Advocacy is growing to address this advice accessibility crisis and bridge the affordability and access gap in financial guidance. To stay updated on these stories and more, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed in the world of insurance.